Okay, today's subject, and it says it on the title, is quit lying to yourself. This is an area that we see everybody doing, whether it's our parents, whether it's the super successful people, and yourself. We constantly lie. We constantly are talking ourselves out of the actions that need to be taken because maybe we don't feel like it. Or maybe it's not the right time. We put so many hurdles in place, right, through lying to ourselves about, say, you know, I've got to go to the gym. Say, we've got to go to the gym. I'm a person who needs to lose 30 pounds, or I've got to get into shape for something that's coming up, like a wedding, or you got something you're aiming for. This is just a pure example. Yet when it comes to going to the gym, when you're waking up at 7 in the morning and you know I've got an hour to get down the gym, get the work done and get back for work, it's how you lie to yourself in them times. You come up with an excuse, like my trainers or my sneakers are dirty, I can't go in there, or my workout gear is in the wash, or it's raining, or I need to get some fuel so it's going to take longer. We just keep coming up with these excuses for why we're not taking the actions we need to take. This is what needs to stop. This is the kind of lying that I want to really talk about today, because it's going to be the one thing that brings you down. Now, the people that listen to this podcast, they've got all kinds of different goals. Some want to become a world champion, or just like I've said, some want to just lose weight. Or they want to change something about their life. But up to this point, they haven't been able to. So they're listening to things like this to get them into the right mindset, or just to give them the personal skills that are going to help them change their life, get different results. But to do this, in reality, it's quite difficult, because that means you're going to have to change the way you've been acting up to now. Whether you're 16 or you're 60, you're going to have to now see the world in a different way, take on new beliefs and act in a way that is completely different to what you've done before. That's not easy. And if you want to achieve something big like this, then lying to yourself is the enemy. I'm talking to myself as well, by the way. This is something that everybody does. If we always thought about what needs to be done and executed, we are going to speed up the process so much. But obviously we don't. And this message today is just to say, first of all, just be aware of when you're doing it. How many times have you lied to yourself already today? How many things have you put off already? You probably got like a to-do list and you can see that you haven't done what your mind wanted to set out to do today. Or how have you put off, or actually even your to-do list, you made it a bit smaller because you think, I can't go and call that person because maybe it's a Friday and they don't want to take the cold call that I'm going to give and they might not be in the right mood. You're pretty much talking yourself out of it when you know, if this was a computer game and you had the objective, the mission to accomplish that day, you'd just do it. You wouldn't worry about what day it was. You just get the call in, and if they don't answer, they don't answer. You call back Monday or Tuesday anyway. All these kind of lies, it's not the truth. You have to see life for how it really is. If you are overweight, or if you are not anywhere near where you want to be, okay, face it, give yourself a slap in the face, but straight away focus on what needs to be done to change the situation, and then you do it. It doesn't matter if you're motivated. The job just needs to be done. So stop lying to yourself constantly. Stop putting all this friction in place, all these barriers of certain things, I need to feel a certain way before I do something. Forget that. You just do it. So for now, just understand, what are the different things, different lies I'm telling myself, and how is it affecting my life? And if I carry on doing it, what's it going to mean? It's going to mean I'm not going to do this thing I want to do. I'm just kidding myself. So quit the excuses. This is just pure discipline. Now, discipline is freedom. If you can have the discipline to act the way you need to act in order to get that goal, if your actions meet your ambitions, you're going to stand much of a better chance. You'll probably do it. You probably are going to make this shift in your life. But you got to stop lying to yourself. You got to stop talking yourself out of taking the actions. Be hard on yourself. Like you've got your own little coach on your shoulder. If it needs to be done, I do it. That's your new identity. Stop lying to yourself. Get the job done. Stop talking yourself out of taking the actions that need to be taken and get on with it.